This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 263, Why Ignorance is Bliss When It Comes to Learning English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. On today's episode, you'll hear Mark Twain's secret to success and how you can apply it to your English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Michelle was shaken.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Today is a Thursday. Feeling great. Deep thoughts Thursday, as we say.
Yes. I can't wait for the deep thought of today.
I know. Well, we're going to share it right now. What is the deep thought? The deep thought today is by Mark Twain. And here it is. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So it is this. To succeed in life, you need two things. Ignorance and confidence.
Ooh,
I like it. It's so counterintuitive, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Oh, that makes you think, right?
It makes you think because who would imagine that we need ignorance in life to succeed?
Yeah.
What kind of ignorance do you think Mark Twain is talking about here?
I think that he's talking maybe like not like stupidity or anything.
No.
I think just like being like a child in almost a certain way, right?
Right,
like being open, open.
Yeah, I think you're right. Openness, experimentation, and also like less of a fear of failure and also kind of a blind, like a faith, right? You're ignorant in the sense that you think you can succeed because you don't know how hard it is.
Ah, that's true. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. You have no idea. Maybe you've never tried to let's say you have a goal of building a $1 million business, for example, and you've never done it before. So you have no idea how many pitfalls there are or how many mistakes you could make. So you're ignorant. And so you actually end up succeeding because you just move forward. You take action.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think sometimes our fear of failure can get in the way.
Exactly. And, you know, in English, we have this expression, to not know any better, right? We say children, you know, when children learn languages, right? We had Mariana Dubolsk on the show a few weeks ago, and she told us that kids have such an easier time than adults because they don't know any better. Yeah. They make a mistake and they don't have a problem with it because they don't know any better.
That's true. I remember there was this girl that I was friends with when I was younger, and she did like the talent shows, and her dad would say, oh, whenever she makes a mistake, she just laughs.
Like, oh, love it.
You know, she just like will crack up, you know, instead of getting stage fright and freaking out.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I mean, you know, and at some age we develop self-consciousness. And like we have to have that in life to go through life and not become like serial killers and crazy people.
Yes.
At some point, we develop an awareness of ourselves. But in many of us, it turns into analysis paralysis or fear of failure
or like a lack of confidence. So Mark Twain thinks that we need ignorance and confidence. So it's like the ignorance kind of creates kind of like a blind confidence.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, I like this.
Me too. Me too. Have you ever gotten paralyzed with anything because you kind of knew too much about that topic or about what could happen?
Oh God, it's hard to think of an example of this. I don't think about paralyzed about knowing too much, but I definitely think that that I have had like a fear of failing in some ways things, and that, you know, then you just end up freezing, you know.
You end up freezing.
Yeah, I think that I've actually experienced this with my music before. I don't know that in the knowing too much kind of way, but in just like kind of a being too caught up in being afraid of something.
Yeah, absolutely. Being too caught up, getting stuck in the details. You know, an example that I have for me is I know a lot about internet marketing and different ways to build a website and build a business online. Sometimes I feel like I know too much. So when it comes time to creating a clear strategy to release a course, for example, I get paralyzed because, we could use Facebook, we could use Twitter, we could do this, we could do that. And there are a million things we could do, and then I don't move forward sometimes.
That's a much better example. That's good. No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, knowing too much can definitely freak you out.
Yeah, I know. And so what does this mean for our listeners? I mean, sometimes, as we say, another phrase, ignorance is bliss.
Ah, that's a good one.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have, you know, it makes me think of Benny Lewis. I wonder if some of our listeners know Benny Lewis. He runs the site called Fluent in 3 Months. And his whole philosophy is speak from day one. That means that as soon as you decide you're going to learn a language, whether it's English or whether it's Japanese or Arabic, you go out and you start speaking from day one because you maximize on your ignorance. You take advantage of the fact that you're ignorant so you can't analyze and paralyze.
No, that's so interesting. I haven't actually tried to do that, but I can see how that would be like a really cool way to learn a language.
Yeah, I mean, just yesterday we were talking about the importance of learning the rules when we're getting started. Was that yesterday? I guess that was yesterday. We were talking about the importance of learning the rules, but I think one caveat for that is to not let those rules, you know, paralyze you, even especially in the beginning.
Right. Just don't. I think, you know, we talked about, learning in context, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't stress how important this is. I just think that we get so bogged down by the books, and we shouldn't.
What is your biggest fear when it comes to the IELTS speaking section? Is it vocabulary, pronunciation? Maybe you are afraid that you'll get so anxious that you won't remember anything that you've practiced or prepared for. So in order to prevent that anxiety, we want to help you guys by showing you exactly what the examiner wants on that speaking section of the IELTS. You can get a downloadable free cheat sheet if you go right now to allearsenglish.com/evaluation, that's EVALUATION, and download that for free to get ready for your IELTS exam in 2015.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Michelle, in your classroom, like for your students, like who ends, do you see a difference in students who end up just going out there and just speaking and other students who kind of stay within themselves with their noses in their books and don't really practice in class?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Absolutely. People, they might even be like really, really good students and good learners, but because they're going to ask me, you know, for every single question that they get wrong, why, I don't get it. You know, they're so focused on like, I need to understand the reasoning behind this rule. And the truth is, sometimes a rule is a rule. And as frustrating as that is, who cares? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, who cares?
It doesn't really matter why. Just learn the language, because always, why is this? If you don't understand, that's one thing. Or if you don't understand how to use it, but why?
Right.
Just for the sake of understanding the intricacies behind the language, it's not. It doesn't really matter, does it?
I don't think so. I mean, it depends on what your goal is, right? So if you're like a grammarian or a linguist and you want to analyze grammar rules, then that's great. Then go and get a master's degree or a PhD in grammar. But at least for our listeners here at All Ears English, that is not our goal. And if you guys are doing the linguist route, you should listen to a different podcast. Because we care more about connection. You know, it's about people. It's about the conversations that can happen between two people when we let our self-consciousness fall to the ground and we move into that state of just being a little more free when we speak.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. This is so important.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. So, yeah, I mean, students used to ask me that a lot, you know, oh, this is the rule. Why? Oh, yeah, stop asking why. So what's an alternative way? Well, listening is an alternative way. That's why we recommend 15 minutes of quality listening to natives every day, whether that's through this podcast or another podcast. You want to absorb the language. So use kind of a different side of your brain when you're learning, right? It's less analytical and it's more kind of absorbing what you're hearing and mirroring it back.
I think just stop asking why. I mean, of course, you know, if you really want to know something, that's great, and like, you should understand the rules. I'm not saying that you shouldn't understand, but don't like let your main worry be, well, why is this, you know? Right. it's not important, and it's not going to really change your language learning. It's more important that you know how to use it.
Yeah, and I think it's really hard because I know that a lot of our listeners have learned English in their home countries with non-native teachers, right? Mm. So when you work with sometimes a non-native teacher will approach it from a different angle, and it's for them, it's all about the rules. And there's nothing wrong with working with a non-native teacher. I mean, we can debate that in another episode, right? There are good things about working with a non-native teacher. That's not the problem, but the approach that the non-native teacher is going to use is more based on rules. And you've been trained to ask why in your classes, right? Instead of listening, absorbing the rhythm and learning from a different perspective. So as native teachers, we're asking you guys to change your perspective a tiny, tiny bit.
Right. And I understand. Of course, like for me too, when I'm trying to learn a language, I want to know why also. So, but like Lindsay said, you know, try and change your perspective a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a math equation, right? I don't think about language as a math equation. I think about it as a more creative process.
Right.
We've been talking about this a lot today, but so that's it, guys. So one more time, here's the quote by Mark Twain. And who can argue with Mark Twain? I mean, I mean, maybe if you guys disagree with Mark Twain, you can come back to allearsenglish.com/263 and let us know your thoughts. I mean, this might be, you know, maybe you guys disagree and we want to know. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's the quote again. To succeed in life, you need two things: ignorance and confidence.
Yes.
Let's finish on that note. Michelle, anything else you want to say?
I'm good. I just, this is really exciting. And I think it was really good for deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts. We get so deep on this show. It's crazy. All right, Michelle, have a good day.
Okay, thanks. You too, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.